Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I started a new page for women, and it's audio Bible. I'm just going through, and each chapter I'm reading, and I'm putting it up in there. And this came to me the other day. Praise God! What an awesome gift to be able to read the Word of God and share it with my sisters, and anybody who's listening, of you women out there. And so I've been going through some really, really hard trials, some that, they just came up. And here I was going to read a couple scripture verses here. In Matthew 10, let's see. Verse 21 says a lot. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Well, I've shared with you sisters how I've got three children. Two of them I have no communication with. They're separated from us because of who we are. And the last one, just the other day, with three precious grandchildren, just drew the line, and through false accusations, lies, wickedness, basically has severed any kind of relationship there. And so, those of you who have been through this, it's like a death. It's pretty deep. And to top it all off, I think a lot of this escalated because my mother, who hates me and the Word of God and hates Brother James, claims to love the Lord, but yet wants absolutely nothing to do with speaking to me or anybody about the things of God. It's all one of these invisible, hidden faith things. And she's not living her life for the Lord. There's much sin. I tried for years and years to share with her what the truth of God says, and she wanted nothing to do with it. And there ended up being a separation there. Well, she's on her deathbed, apparently. And so all of this came at once, and it was a really, really hard trial for me. And I know many of you have been through things like this, and we were told about it. Jesus warned us about it. Here, let's go read another one. Okay, let's read Matthew 10. We'll start at 34 and just go a little ways. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Yeah, so if you look at that, I'm sure many of you have seen this, that Jesus came to separate us out from among them, as we read in the scriptures. We're called out, we're set apart, we're holy. And these are some hard things that we have to go through in this life of Christ. And it can be very difficult when it comes to your own children, your grandchildren, the blood that you birthed these children and you raised them. And if you were like me, not being in Christ when you raised them, you taught them how to sin. And a lot of guilt and unforgiveness can grow in there, but we have to get past that. We have to put that all down. We have to lay that at the foot of the cross because Christ has forgiven us. We have to forgive ourselves. And so we have to move past that early on in our walk or it will cripple us. I know this for myself. And then when everybody has forsaken you for the cause of Christ, I wanted to read this. And it kind of brings me to where I was going with this. So dealing with all this stuff, devastating heartbreak, shocking, dealing with all the aspects of what it's like to be lied about and coming from somebody you would never expect it, and out of nowhere, you know, all of these things. Satan knows how to present everything for the best attack against you. And if we have our armor on, it doesn't mean that some of it can't get through to pierce us and cause us grief. But yet we have the Lord in his strength to carry us through. And we know that we have to keep pressing through such things. And we can't turn back. You can't go you can't turn a compromise to try to win the favor of the world, because we're supposed to not be man pleasers. We're supposed to be doing everything as unto the Lord. And so dealing with all these thoughts and feelings and emotions and trying to overcome all the pain from it. Yesterday, I was washing some dishes and I thought, you know, there's so many things going on in my head and I didn't even want to think of all this. I have the joy of the Lord. I love my Savior. He has brought me from darkness into light. I was one of Satan's at one time. And I'm so joyous for everything that he's done. And all these thoughts and the grief kept battering at me. And I was like, I want to be done with this. What can I do? And I thought, well, maybe I'll turn on audio Bible or something, or go find one, because I never listen to it really. I read it and I'm always doing something in the Word. And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe right now I could use something, maybe some to listen and focus on that while I was doing my works. And I thought, well, there really isn't anywhere that I really, I don't know the people reading it online. Not that it's sinful or anything, but the thought popped in my head, why don't you read your own? And so I thought, you know, this is a really good idea, because even if nobody wants to listen to any of them, I know there's sisters out there who are, and they're joyous about that. But it's good for myself to, you know, to go through the scriptures and read them and give it as an offering to sisters who might appreciate the same thing. And for me to be able to listen to it, because when I listen to myself say it, it's kind of like, not like a self-rebuke, but just kind of going back over everything that I was reading and studying and pondering while I was making the audios and stuff. So, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but it kind of reminds me, I did an audio not too long ago, it was quite a while ago. I think I just reposted it, self-rebuke. And it was about 3 years ago. We had wave after wave after wave after wave of sadness with brethren and false brethren. It was many occurrences from different people, all within a very, very small period of time. And then Brother James' mother was dying. And so we had a lot then. And I went into a real darkness then that I had a harder time getting out of. And we grow past those. We mature to where we can get through them easier on the other sides. So these are things that we have to get through. But I was talking about a self-rebuke, and I picked out some of my favorite scripture verses, like Luke 9:62, about not looking back. And I read them, and I recorded them. And so when I would get weak in my flesh, I would listen to that, and it was like a rebuke in my face. And so reading these scriptures is kind of, it can be comforting, teaching, edifying, and a rebuke. And it could be all of those. And so I'm just kind of sharing with you. I didn't have any format or anything on this. I just got done reading Matthew 4 and 5. And then I just popped the audio on here, and I thought maybe I would just talk a little bit about it. Used to make me cry the past couple of days to even say anything about it, but God has given me a lot of strength, and I want to encourage you sisters. I know how incredible the pain can be, and I know sisters who know that too. And we're not alone, because 1 Peter 5:9 tells us how the brethren are going through the same thing all over the world. And so we need to have comfort in the fact knowing that we're not the only one out there. Not that that's our sole comfort, because the Holy Spirit is our comforter. And God gives us what we need in strength and peace and joy. And, you know, even through all these hard, hard trials where you think your heart will break, you can still smile with that joy and peace of the Lord. It's the Spirit overpowering the flesh. The Spirit has the joy and the peace. It's the flesh that is slowly dying to all that pain as we go through it. And obviously, edification of the saints is a wonderful thing in the body of Christ, to continue to encourage each other, to press one another on. And so I was telling you, after I thought about doing this audio, because I was reading Matthew 5, and I got that, I'll be putting that up tonight, and I'm going to go there. And I was reading this in 10, 11 and 12. And we know this, but it's really good to keep reading through these. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. They lie, they say all kinds of things, they cause confusion. And I don't do it. I don't go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I won't do that. I won't use God's time doing stuff like that. If people are going to state things in a manner that isn't one that you can have a conversation with, I won't even go there. And sometimes that can be harder because there's unresolved issues there. We have to learn how to just let those things go and let God deal with all that. And I'm getting to verse 12. This is kind of like a self-rebuke to me because Brother James mentioned this to me. And I said, I know, but I don't know how to do that. Well, it doesn't mean you're going to do it immediately, maybe, but you're going to look at that and you're going to work toward it. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Obviously, look at what they did to our Savior, the prophets, the apostles, our brothers and sisters who walked before us. We see it all throughout Scripture, and so none of this should be a surprise. We may become surprised by how some people do it, or it came out of nowhere, we weren't expecting it, or whatever. But with the strength and the joy of the Lord, we can overcome all things, and we have to be patient. I learned a lot of patience through this. Brother James told me maybe I'm impatient. I was trying to cast everything away and move on when I hadn't dealt with whatever maybe the Lord was trying to show me through it all. So instead of trying to push it away, and I know I'm using my own words against me because I've already talked about this before, how we hold on through the storms and let God deal with it all, and we can't do it in our flesh. So allowing it to all play out and allowing God to work within us through all this, we don't want to go through it, not at all. You just want to get away from it, but it's not going to make things better that way because we may be trying to skip past the refining fire that God has for us, burning it off. And in our lowest point, He can reach in there and show us something and heal us if we go to Him. And so I don't necessarily want to say we embrace such things. Our flesh doesn't want to, but our spirit would embrace it, knowing that on the other side, much is going to be purged off from us that we didn't even know we had. And it's painful, but it's precious. It's a God and a loving Father who's willing to be there for us. And He knows what we're going through. He knows the pain. And so we just need to trust in Him, hold fast in it, press through, because things like that, they come and they go, maybe never go away. But there's much work to do, sisters. I know Brother James and I were talking about the weather starting to break a little bit. We're wrapping up a lot of our projects, and we're already talking about what our ventures out this year will be, some different changes of this and that, whatever it may be. It's all of the Lord's will. We can make some plans, and it will be Lord willing if we live. We may be able to do whatever it is that we're planning, but we have to be flexible and allow Him to guide and lead us. And in order to walk in the flesh, we have to be killing off, in order to walk in the Spirit, we have to be killing off our flesh. And sometimes these trials are part of it. And you know, I guess I'll end up with this. God knows and He sees ahead of time what's going to be going on, and He knows what's best for us. We don't always see it. And the sisters, we were talking about Joseph and how his brothers did what they did to him, and he was in Egypt. And look at that, what he had to go through. And then he was able to help save his family during the famine. And how wonderful is that? We don't know what God has going on in our lives. We don't know, maybe things like this could be to the saving of that person's soul. I don't know, or somebody else is around. So we don't want to fear it. We don't want to push things away and cast it aside, try to run away from it. We need to press through. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fire, and God was, our Savior was with him. And look at all the people that were impacted after that. I mean, it's pretty awesome. We have such awesome examples in God's Word. He is such a loving and kind Father to put all those examples in there for us. And I don't know, I just wanted to share some of that with you, sisters. And I'm going to leave us off with this. I'm going to read, excuse me, some more of Matthew 5 here. Because this is what Satan's trying to do to us, is make us hide our light, depress us, distress us, make us feel like it's not worth anything. No, we don't want to let him win, do we? Let's read from Matthew 5, 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yeah, so sisters, we got a job to do. We got to let our light shine. And as we press through these trials, maybe our light is shining, but it doesn't seem like it. But as we burst through on the other side, it's going to be brighter, because it's going to be burnt pure and clean. Things are going to be burnt right off from it, so our light will shine brighter on the other side. So I'm also going to leave us with Luke 9:62. Oh, hold on, let me go get that. Yep, this is my self-rebuking verse. It gets me up and gets me going. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Right? Let's make sure we're looking forward and looking for our Savior so we can be fit for the kingdom of God. All right, love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.